The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In the hot summer of 1787, delegates from the 13 states met in Philadelphia to alter our national government so as to fix some flaws we've been trying to live with for 11 years. The meeting was not going well. In fact, after a month of meetings, there was such division it looked like the convention would break up, and along with it, the young nation. It was recorded that George Washington, the president of the convention, had a look of gravest concern, almost despair, on his face. He could see all the sacrifice of the men at Valley Forge, Brandywine, and other horrendous battles during the Revolutionary War going down the drain. It was at this critical moment that a man not known to be a Christian rose to his feet, and Ben Franklin stated, "The small progress we have made after 4 or 5 weeks is, I think, proof of the imperfection of the human understanding. In the situation of this assembly, groping as it were in the dark to find political truth, how has it happened, sir, that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illumine our understanding?" In the beginning of the contest with Britain, Franklin said, "when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of a superintending providence in our favor. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine we no longer need his assistance? I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We've been assured, sir, in the sacred writings," Franklin said, "that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this. And I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our own partial local interest. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and byword down to future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore move that henceforth prayer imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessing on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business." End quote. Can we believe for a miracle of revival to be worked in America in 2012 that would so change our thinking to be God's thinking that we could once again build our nation on the basis of a covenant with Him and one another? The Bible tells how it happened some 800 years before Christ, in the days of the kings of Judah. A wicked woman, Athaliah, had ascended the throne of Judah illegally. The priest Jehoiada, a man of courage, talked with army leaders and made an agreement with them to overthrow the wicked Athaliah and restore the young king Joash to the throne of Judah. They did this, and the Bible says, "And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was in quiet," or peace. We can do this coming November with our vote. Are you registered to vote? Don't you think you should be? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including how to pray for revival in our nation, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.